Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. You are listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us for some swinging sounds from 8 to 10. So, well, we're going to do a second installment of our highlight artist, Bob Bookmeyer, great valve trombone player. He worked with the Stan Getz Quintet. He worked with the Clark Terry Quintet. He worked with the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Big Band. He cut several albums with Zoot Sims and Al Cohn, great composer and arranger, and we're going to sample some of his work tonight. We're going to kick it off from his album called Stretching Out. It included such people as Harry Edison on trumpet, Al Cohn on sax, Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green out of the Count Basie Band on guitar. This is that old standard by Fats Waller called Ain't Misbehavin'.
Thank you.
nice, easy swinging version of Fats Waller's classic Ain't Misbehavin', done by valve trombonist Bob Bookmeyer, ably backed up by Al Cohn on tenor sax, Sweet Addison on trumpet, fine piano work there by the elegant Hank Jones. Okay, and now we're going to turn to one of the fathers of bop, the hard bop, the funky bop, and that's Horace Silver on piano. And this is from his album Horace Silver and the Jazz Messengers. It includes Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Doug Watkins on bass, the great Art Blakey on drums. And this is Horace Silver's composition, Doodlin'. Thank you. Horace Silver on piano, Horace Silver composition, Horace Silver group, Horace Silver and his Jazz Messengers. That was Doodlin', and a fine trumpet solo there by Kenny Dorham. The tenor sax solo there was by Hank Mobley. Okay, we're going to go back to our salute of valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, our highlight artist of the week. And we're going to do something from his album called The Blues, Hot and Cold. And this was just a nice little quartet, pianoist quartet, with valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. Jimmy Rawls is on piano. This is not pianoist. Jimmy Rawls on piano. Mel Lewis on drums. Buddy Clark on bass. And this is On the Sunny Side of the Street. Thank you. Was a rather droll Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, backed up by Jimmy Rawls on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, Buddy Clark on bass, from Bob Brookmeyer's album Blues Hot and Cold. That's the old Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh composition, On a Sunny Side of the Street. Well, let's turn to something by Thelonious Monk. This is from Thelonious' album, The Thelonious Monk Quintet, comprised of course, Thelonious on piano, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Ray Copeland on trumpet, Curly Russell on bass, Art Blakey on drums. This is a Thelonious Monk composition. It was played all down through the years by Thelonious. He liked to play his compositions more than any others. This is Hackensack.
Thank you.
Hackensack, written by Thelonious Monk, and that was from Thelonious' album cut on the Prestige label called the Thelonious Monk Quintet. Had Frank Foster there on tenor sax, Ray Copeland on trumpet, and the effervescent Mr. Art Blakey there driving them through on drums. Well, we'll go back now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Bob Brookmeyer. And he was very much enamored with the Kansas City style of jazz from the 30s and 40s, and he put together an album called Kansas City Revisited that included, beside himself on viol trombone, of course, Al Cohn, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Nat Pierce doing his bassy-like best on piano, Jim Hall on guitar. This is an item out of the Basie band going back to the late 30s, early 40s. It's called Doggin' Around. Thank you. Dogging Around. That's out of the old Count Basie book, pre-World War II, updated version, done by valve trombonist Bob Whitmire from his album Kansas City Revisited. They had a tenor sax battle there between Al Cohn and Paul Quinichet. Fine guitar work there by Jim Hall. And the piano was, Basie-like piano was, let me see who that was on piano. That was Nat Pierce. Okay, we're going to turn now to something by Carl Perkins. Carl Perkins was out of Indianapolis, and he gravitated to the West Coast and worked in the L.A. Hollywood area for several years before his untimely death. He died at about the age of 30, but he was a first-call pianist in the studios all the time he was out there, self-taught. And then this is from his album, I think it's the only album ever cut under his own name, called Introducing Carl Perkins, backed up by another Naptown jazz artist who moved out to the West Coast, Leroy Vinegar, Lawrence Marable on drums. This is a Carl Perkins composition, Way Cross Town. Thank you. We Cross Town. It was a Carl Perkins composition. It was Carl on piano, backed up by Lawrence Marable on drums, Leroy Vinegar on bass, from an album called Introducing Carl Perkins. Fine pianist out of Indianapolis that died way too early. Now we're going to return to Bob Brookmeyer, our highlight artist of the week. We're going to do another track from his album, The Blues Hot and Cold. Bob, of course, on valve trombone, backed up by Jimmy Rawls on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, Buddy Clark on bass. This is Jerome Kern's composition, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Nice ballad rendition of Jerome Kern's composition, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, from Bob Brookmeyer's album, The Blues Hot and Cold, tastefully accompanied by Jimmy Rowles on piano. Well, you know, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour, and we've got one more hour to go after a break for the news at the top of the hour, so we hope you'll stick around and listen to one more hour of fine mainstream modern jazz. We're going to close it out with a little swinger by Count Basie and his big band, The Kid from Red Bank, written by Neil Hefti. Includes several highlighted artists, too many to mention. I'll just note that we got Frank Foster and Frank West on tenor sax, and Joe Newman, Thad Jones on trumpet. Let's listen to the Count Basie big band doing The Kid from Red Bank. Thank you.